Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a kick weight blend for floor shaking low end in jungle and old school DNB. If you want that classic breakbeat energy, but you also want the kick to feel solid, controlled, and ready for vocals later, this is a really important technique. The big idea here is simple. Don't ask one kick sample to do everything. Instead, blend a short punchy kick with a low end character already living inside the break. Then shape the two so they hit like one powerful drum foundation. We're aiming for that old school feel where the drums are fast and alive, but the low end still feels stable. Not muddy, not oversized, not overprocessed. Just heavy in a clean way. Let's get into it. First, open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. That range gives you that classic jungle and DNB movement right away. Now create two main tracks. One track will hold your kick sample, and the other will hold your breakbeat loop. If you want, leave space for a vocal chop track later too, because this kind of drum foundation should leave room for vocals without losing weight. Put both drum tracks into a drum group. That way, you can shape them separately at first, then glue them together on the group bus. That's a very DNB way of thinking. Individual control first, then unified energy. For the kick, use simpler. Keep it beginner-friendly. You do not need anything fancy here. Choose a kick that is short, low, and controlled. Avoid a kick that is too clicky or too boomy. Shorter is usually better for the style, because the break is already carrying a lot of motion. Place the kick on beat 1 and beat 3 to start. That gives you a strong, simple foundation. If the break pattern allows it, you can later experiment with a tiny pickup before the snare, but don't start there. Start clean. Let the groove breathe. Inside simpler, trim the start so the transient hits right away. If there's a click at the beginning, soften it slightly with a tiny fade. Keep the tuning close to the original or adjust by ear if it feels off. And most importantly, don't just crank the volume to make it sound big. In DNB, sample choice matters more than sheer level. Now bring in the breakbeat. Use an old-school funk break, an immense style break, or any break that has that chopped, gritty movement. Don't worry if it is not perfect. We're going to shape it. At this stage, listen for the parts of the break that actually carry useful weight. Maybe there are kick-like hits, low tom energy, or strong low mid body in the recording. Those are the bits that help the groove feel alive. You do not need every frequency to be full range. In fact, the old school trick is often to keep only the fragments that really serve the rhythm. Put EQ 8 on the break and clean it up gently. You can high pass a little around 30 to 40 Hz if there is useless rumble down there. If the break feels boxy, try a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz. Be careful though, don't carve away all the character. The break should still feel like a real recording, just better controlled. Now let's blend the kick and the break. Solo both together and start balancing by ear. Bring the break to a comfortable level first. Then raise the kick until it feels like it is reinforcing the break instead of sitting on top of it like a separate layer. That's the key mindset here. Think support beam, not lead actor. A good target is for the kick to be noticeable, but not louder than the break. The break should keep its groove and texture, while the kick adds weight and punch. Together, they should feel like one drum statement. Now shape the kick with EQ 8 too. If there's too much click, roll off some of the top end around 6 to 10 kHz. If the kick feels thin, a small boost around 50 to 80 Hz can help. If it sounds muddy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep it subtle. Small moves usually work best here. If the kick and break are fighting in the same low area, carve a little space in the break. For example, if the kick is strongest around 55 Hz, reduce that zone slightly in the break. If the break has a useful body around 90 Hz, you may want to keep some of that, because it helps the loop feel bigger without turning into mush. At this point, keep checking at low volume. That's a really useful habit. If the kick blend still feels strong when it's turned down, it usually means the balance is actually good. If it only sounds heavy when it's loud, the low end may be too dependent on volume instead of balance. Next, add drum bus on the drum group. This is one of the best Ableton stock devices for this job, because it can add glue, saturation, and punch very quickly. Start gently. Keep drive around 5 to 15%. Leave boom low at first, or even off. Bring up transient a little if the kick needs more attack. Use crunch very lightly or skip it for now. If you do use boom, use it carefully. Too much boom can make jungle drums feel fake or blurry. We want floor shaking, not overinflated. A good beginner approach is to raise transient until the kick speaks clearly, then add a touch of drive for cohesion. Only add boom if the whole blend feels too polite. If the kick and break already feel strong, Drum buss should act like glue, not a special effect. Now, compression. Use it only if the loop really needs it. A lot of beginners overcompress DNB drums and flatten the whole thing. You don't need that. If the kick is uneven, try a light compressor or glue compressor on the drum group. Use a ratio around 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or around 100 milliseconds, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That gives the transient room to punch through. If the attack is too fast, the whole loop can lose snap and feel flat. So the rule is simple. Compress to smooth, not to crush. Now let's make space for vocals, because this is a vocal-aware DNB workflow too. Imagine a short phrase like move, move, come again, or some chopped soulful stab. In jungle and old school DNB, vocals often work best as short phrases that answer the drums. They shouldn't be constantly sitting on top of the beat. They should live in the gaps. Put the vocal on a separate track and high pass it around 100 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the kick and bass zone. If it feels sharp or pokey, try a small cut somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. That can help it sit in the mix without fighting the drums. This is where the drum blend really matters. If the vocal has its own pocket, the drums feel bigger. A clean vocal arrangement makes the low end feel more focused. Try thinking in sections too. You could start with an 8-bar intro using a filtered version of the break and kick blend, then open into the drop with the full low end, then add a vocal chop every couple of bars for movement. That kind of spacing keeps the energy strong and the arrangement interesting. Now check mono. This is important for DNB. Put utility on the group or master and temporarily set width to 0%. If the kick blend suddenly falls apart, you've got a stereo compatibility issue. Keep the low end centered, reduce widening on the drum group, and avoid stereo tricks down in the bass region. Once mono checks out, you can automate a few subtle changes to keep the loop moving. Maybe raise drum bus drive a little in the drop. Maybe open the break slightly after the intro. Maybe filter the vocal into the arrangement so it blooms at the right moment. Small changes go a long way in dark DNB. You do not need huge sweeps everywhere. If you want a little more forward motion, try a tiny ghost kick variation before bar 2 or bar 4. Very quiet, just enough to push the loop along without cluttering it. You can also use call and response phrasing by making one bar hit a little harder, then pulling back the next bar, so the break feels like it's answering itself. A really useful next step is to bounce or freeze the drum loop and listen to it as audio. That helps you hear whether the kick and break truly feel like one unit. Ask yourself, does the kick still punch at low volume? Does the break add energy without muddying the bottom? Could a vocal sit on top without fighting the low end? If the answer is yes, you've got a strong foundation. Let's quickly cover a few common mistakes. 1. Making the kick too long. If it rings out too much, it will fight the bass line and blur the groove. Shorten it. 2. Letting the kick and break collide in the same frequency area. If that happens, carve a little space or choose a different sample. 3. Overusing drum bus boom. A little can be great. Too much can get messy fast. 4. Compressing too hard. That can flatten the life out of the drums. 5. Forgetting mono. Always check it. 6. Leaving no room for vocals. High pass them and place them in the gaps. And 7. Thinking louder equals heavier. It doesn't. Clean balance equals heavier. If you want to push the sound further, you can try a deeper subkick layer very quietly under the main kick, or add a tiny bit of saturation before turning the level up. You can also resample your best drum combo once it feels right, because hearing it as audio often reveals whether the blend is truly stable. Here's a quick practice challenge. Load a break loop at around 172 BPM. Add a short kick in simpler on beats 1 and 3. Balance the kick and break until they feel like one unit. Clean up muddiness with EQ8. Add drum bus lightly. Drop in a simple vocal chop or one-word chant in the gaps. Check the whole thing in mono with utility. Then export or bounce it and listen back outside the session. Your goal is to make the kick feel heavier without making the loop messy. And that's the core idea here. In jungle and old school DNB, the best kick weight is not oversized. It's powerful, musical, and locked to the break. Build it like a support beam, keep it centered, leave headroom, and let the groove do the heavy lifting. Nice work. You've just taken a big step toward making your drums feel more club-ready, more authentic, and way more finished.